Isaac Reichman is the director of corporate communications for Choose Chicago. Tell everyone, Isaac, how many people visited Chicago last year?
We had 55 million visitors to Chicago last year.
That's crazy. 55 million. Those are people who obviously thought this was a destination that they could not miss. And that meant a lot of hotel rooms were booked. And I'll tell you, Isaac, I stay downtown a lot just to save on driving. And you know the hotels are booked when the rates go up. And they were booked a lot. What do you attribute that to? I know that I read the report and you said Lollapalooza.
Yeah, so we just released our summer numbers, June, July, and August. We filled more hotel rooms in Chicago this past summer than we ever have before. And that's really attributed to many different things. That's, I think, what makes Chicago in the summer so good is there's so many different things to do, whether it's festivals like Lollapalooza, concerts at Soldier Field, big conventions at McCormick Place, neighborhood festivals. There's so much to do. And all of those really helped contribute to this record summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So how many rooms overall were booked?
Yeah, so over the summer, we had 3.56 million hotel rooms filled. Again, that's the most we've ever had. 2019 was our old record. We just broke it this past summer.
Wow, that's just crazy. So we're breaking tourism records. And as we know, a lot of international people are not visiting this year for a bunch of different reasons. So do you know if these were people from other states? Are these suburbanites coming in? Who's staying in Chicago?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, like Chicago, like every other city, every other destination in the country, is seeing a little bit of a downturn on international visitation. Well, our downturn isn't as bad as a lot of other cities, but we are seeing fewer international visitors this year than previous years. So the fact that we're still able to break records, a lot of those travelers are regional visitors, right? We're people that are coming from other Midwestern areas and staying in downtown Chicago because it's such a great place to be.
And when we have tourism, we bring in dollars to this city. Everything has an impact, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We always say, you know, tourism means economic impact. That's why we at Choose Chicago do what we do. We believe strongly in the power of tourism. Every dollar spent by visitors is a dollar in the hands of local Chicagoans. Every tax dollar spent by visitors is a tax dollar that's going for services for local folks. So we really, you know, this is really important. We saw a few years ago when the whole city shut down just how important tourism was. And now that we're, you know, breaking pre-COVID records, we're really seeing the positive impact.
Yeah, and it seems like just about every week there is a convention at McCormick Place. That really keeps us busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's, you know, when you look, you know, some of our biggest weekends are when there's maybe a major concert at Soldier Field and a major convention going on at the same time. And that, you know, Chicago is lucky to have so many incredible hotel rooms that we can, you know, have a convention of 50,000 people while also selling out Soldier Field all at the same time. So, you know, those conventions are huge. We have a water convention going on right now with 20,000 attendees. There's always something going on in McCormick Place. And it's, as you said, when McCormick Place is filled, so are our hotels, so are our restaurants, so are our attractions.
And it means people in Chicago are working, and that's what's most important.
Yeah, 130,000 jobs directly supported by tourism. So again, that's the whole point of this. That's why we're so excited about these numbers.
You have to know what's on the books for next year. Is it looking like you'll continue to break records?
Yeah, it is. And you know, we're releasing the summer numbers today. We're obviously already into the fall. Our preliminary fall numbers are strong as well. There are a lot of challenges that our industry is facing right now. You know, we're clear-eyed about that. So we know that we're going to be continuing to face challenges now and into the future. 2026 is hopefully going to be a really good year, but we have a lot of work to do to keep up this positive momentum.
What's the biggest challenge that you're working on right now?
There's many of them, but I think, you know, as you mentioned, we always have that challenge perception, that challenging perception of Chicago. It's not new. People from outside Chicago often try to define our city. And, you know, we're really at Choose Chicago working to speak up, speak out, empower local people to speak up as well and talk about the true Chicago. And that really matters and that really makes a difference.
And what kind of money do we spend in other markets enticing tourism, getting people to come to Chicago?
Yeah, so we're all over. So we're in local markets, we're in national markets, and we're in, you know, countries around the world as well. You know, the UK, Ireland, Mexico, Canada, and actually one of our key focuses right now is South America. Because as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of, we're seeing fewer international visitors, but South America is one place that we're actually seeing more visitors from South America. That's kind of different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world is kind of crawling back, not coming to the United States, but South America is very much coming to the United States and coming to Chicago. So that's one place that we're investing in big right now.
Interesting, because I want to go to South America and they want to come here.
Exactly. So you go to South America, say how great Chicago is while you're there, and help us get even more visitors.
Thank you so much for sharing the numbers, and you all deserve a pat on the back, because this has been a record-breaking travel season, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and thank you for having me, and thank you to our whole hospitality industry for making this possible.
Isaac Reichman from Choose Chicago. The travel season this summer generated $949 million in revenue for the city.